Chapter 7. Emergency Ward. Nurses have told me many times, I was so extremely tired when I came home, I just dropped on my bed, collapsed, and cried. I've experienced that kind of exhaustion many times too, after working in the ER, having to deal with all kinds of traumas. Car accidents, drunks, drug problems,Screaming patients fighting staff, sick children, heart-rending at times, assault victims. When I came home, I would put my head between my knees and cover my eyes with my hands, unable to utter a sound, totally exhausted. I also often drove home with my car windows wide open in an attempt to cool off. Because of the media,People are finally becoming more aware of healthcare problems and the stresses put on nurses. But the public still is failing to totally grasp the reality of how busy nurses are. The government hears about it, thinks about it, and finally says, "Yes, we should do something about it." There is no easy solution, is there? No, there isn't.It doesn't appear the federal government is listening, in spite of all the awareness. Right at the beginning of my nursing career, many phrases, expressions, and abbreviations were foreign to me. One nurse asked me, "Can you insert a Foley catheter stat, please?" There I was, looking for a catheter with the name STAT on it.I couldn't find, among the other catheters, that special brand. The nurse I was trying to assist was very nice about it. She said, "STAT means right away." Well, at least I learned another word again. On another occasion, I saw several staff members gathered in a room where a patient was lying on the floor. My first thought was,Oh, this patient has fallen out of bed. I was just about to ask, "Do you need any help getting him back into bed again?" when I noticed his very pale appearance. I looked around as if to ask, "What happened?" Someone whispered, "This is a cardiac arrest." "I understand," I whispered. At that time,The old beds didn't have a steel plate under the mattress, so they bounced too much to do cardiopulmonary resuscitation. Therefore, patients were placed on the floor before CPR was administered. A few months later, another patient went into cardiac arrest. By now, I knew that patients were to be put on the floor for treatment. In order to return the heart to a normal rhythm,A piece of equipment called a defibrillator is used to deliver an electric shock which arrests ventricular fibrillation. In this case, the defibrillator was already set for the right amount of voltage, and the leads were placed on the patient's chest. One person called, "Everyone clear!" and the doctor pressed the button. Nothing happened.Everyone expected the patient to just about be lifted off the floor by the shock. "What happened?" said the doctor. The electric cord was not plugged in. We all had to stifle a smile as the problem was quickly corrected. In all the 30 years I worked in the hospital, such a thing has never occurred again. It was strictly an oversight.You have to be so alert all the time. Once, I had to give an enema to a Mr. McDonald in room 472. Now, was it bed 1 or bed 2 in 472? So I entered the room and asked the first patient, "Hi, are you Mr. McDonald?" "Yes, I am," he said. "Good, I have to give you an enema. Is that okay with you?" "Sure, no problem," was his reply. When I came back to the nursing station, one nurse at the desk said, "Did you give an enema to McDonald?" "Yes, I just did." Which one? She asked. In bed one, I said. There are two McDonald's in 472, I was told. Oh, really? The patient in bed two should have an enema, she said. They better separate the two patients. This could cause a lot of confusion, I commented. And so they did. Bed two got his enema as well. Bed one, the first McDonald, was lucky it was an enema and not a medication error.